I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Friday, June 9. Coming up, Greater Portmore Drug Serve Pharmacy refurbished and expanded. Agriculture sector expected to rebound, and government-commissioned Bolt statue is ready. The news in detail after this message.
Looking to enhance your professional skills and competences with training of the highest quality? Then apply today to the Justice Training Institute, JTI. JTI offers certificate courses in computer applications, CSEC math and English, financial crimes investigation, courtroom protocols and procedures, diplomas in paralegal studies, court reporting, and more. For more information, call 928-4624, visit us at Fort Camp Road, or go to the website jti.edu.jm. The Justice Training Institute, training for improved performance.
Now the news. Residents of Greater Portmore St. Catherine are expected to benefit from the refurbishing and expansion of the Drug Serve Pharmacy in the community. The pharmacy has been in operation since 1998, but as the demand for services increased, there was a need to expand the 200-square-foot structure. Construction of the new building started in May 2016 and was completed April this year. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, who officially opened the new building, is encouraging residents to protect the facility as it was established for their benefit.
And I think having opened officially this facility today, we will see a much more efficient, a much smoother transaction time, efficient time, the delivery of the service, and the people of Portmore will be the beneficiaries.
The new pharmacy building has been widened to over 2,800 square feet and includes 5 dispensing windows, a fully enclosed waiting area, counseling room, bathroom for patients, and staff facilities. The construction of the new building was funded by the National Health Fund, NHF, and meets the international standards for persons with disabilities. Minister of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Carl Samuda, says he is confident the agricultural sector will rebound to continue its contribution to economic growth. The agricultural sector contributed 7.5% to the gross domestic product, GDP, in 2016, but the heavy rains in May affected some 10,000 farmers, resulting in losses of close to $800 million. Speaking at the launch of the 2017 Denby Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show at the Hypro Ace Supercenter in White Marl, St. Catherine earlier this week, the agriculture minister said an additional $100 million has been allocated to assist farmers who were affected by the heavy rains.
We are hopeful that not only will they rebound, but that by August, when we meet at Denby, we will be back on track to surpassing all expectations.
This year's Denby show is expected to generate more than $1 billion in economic activities. The annual show will be held from August 5 to 7 at the Denby Showground in Maypen, Clarendon, under the theme, Grow What You Eat, Eat What You Grow. A salute to our farmers, nation builders. Students and teachers of the St. Paul's United Church Early Childhood Institution now have access to modern facilities. This following a $45.3 million rebuilding project funded by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Managing Director Omar Sweeney says the organization is committed to working with the government and other partners to develop the education sector.
Since our inception in 1996, JSIF has spent close to $4 billion, more than 40% of our budget, developing early childhood institutions across the island. It's simple. The development of early childhood education is the premier priority of our country education platform.
Funding for the project was provided under the European Union's Poverty Reduction Program and included the construction of a 4-classroom block, kitchen and eating area, and a paved parking lot, among other amenities. Provision has also been made for physically disabled children with the build-out of ramps for wheelchair access. And the government-commissioned statue of sprint icon Usain Bolt is complete. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says her ministry and Bolt's management team have already signed off on a model or maquette of the statue and are now making arrangements for the life-sized statue to be transported to Jamaica.
The maquette is beautiful, signed off by Usain, coach, and NG. But the statue is ready and will be unveiled hopefully in August.
Minister Grange was speaking at the race's Grand Prix Athletes press conference on Thursday. She says the statue will be placed in Statue Park in the Independence Park complex. It will be unveiled at a time convenient to Bolt and his team. It was crafted by well-known Jamaican sculptor Basil Watson. That was JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.